everyone, welcome to Media Marketing Communications. This is Robert Bridge, and I'm talking to you about media. So I'm talking about the newspapers and going through them very quickly with social media and trying to understand as it unfolds, story after story, when you listen all day to a channel, what are the paradigms, what are the old reasons for the media company to be bringing these stories up, and why they're always trying to paint this world of unusuality, apart from mirroring back what's already happening. It's also step by step of a construction for a reason. Usually it's to break another story, so they'll have an arsenal of recordings and shows that are all a build up to break you down and confuse you in order to put some sort of angle on a situation that's happening around the world. Usually, often these opportunities are taken simply to balance public opinion. Look over there, it's the kind of squirrel over there. Let me try and explain. So we're going to look at media outlets who are all accountable to a few people. So when they're told what to do, they have to do it. That's where the paradigms come in, because the people who represent the company, they know internally what's happening and they know externally what the grudges are, so they adapt to that and then deliver to the people who fund the media organisation, prop it up, the chosen delegates of shows and stuff. They'll speak to them and they'll select these stories by people who they say are this or that and the other, and then it's up to you to kind of either remember who they are and take it as gospel, as what they're saying. For example, if they say that they're some woman of the cloth, or if I just heard on there on Radio 4, it's a woman who works in some kind of industry, which is just completely bizarre. And then there was another one there, another story with Christians, not famous at all, but he got out to be famous, of a Christian singer. And then the story is that kind of story that I'm sure a lot of people want to hear to make that world seem less of a bad place. The organisation's bottom line, it's like, well, at least it's nothing compared to what we are, kind of brushing away from what they actually mean. So we listen to these stories that are quite confused. It's not even our story. I'm sure even if it was a true story, which it might be, it's like, why am I hearing this now? And then why am I hearing the next chapter of that as well? It's a cleverly constructed pattern that the media over 100, 200 years have managed to refine and bring it to you in a palpable way, where they can then release what they need to release from the players who are either in control of the media, or they have an interjectory say in the pattern of what happens within that organisation. So I guess another way of looking at this is, how would you do it yourself if it was your own media outlet? How would you go about constructing the daily stories from adding things and stuff? Obviously, the longer you've been around, there's going to be more of a understanding of who you are, but also an understanding of what other people think about you from the readers who write in, whether you respond to them directly or you wait for a certain time to respond to it in conjunction with the news that you have to release, which you might not necessarily have put on that particular day, because it has to be interjected, it has to get out there. Breaking news, which is doesn't even have to be factual, it's an addendum of the country that's sending it out there. How I would do that myself, one of the main things that I'm really impressed with is the way that people can build empires. Maybe they'll come from another country, they've been travelling the world, and then they come back to their community, and it's like within a year they have managed to communicate with so many different people within the community, whether they can speak different languages and reach out to different people in order to get them under their wing, start building an empire. And there's no age restrictions with that as well. So in the context of the media, I think the difficulty is the sooner you start making goes and you get invited to these bigger media companies when they need you, if you fit within the time slot and the agenda, is that you've got to hold a professional stance and continue on with it. You know, you don't sway from that. There's no thyself. So that's the good thing about all these kind of crazy stories. They embroil it with lots of wisdom and then say the same things that you hear every day in any other instance from any other location in the world. And then they will kind of throw in the big, here's what I want you to believe and here's what I want you to think. I mean, the whole point of any newscasting is being as objective as possible. And that's the thing. Any good media company is very good at being objective. At the moment of time, they're gonna slip up and then actually show their colours of what they're trying to do, whether it's a resentment from who they are, their brand. They're always trying to say the world is a lot worse than us. So obviously a lot of people are talking about here in the UK, all different companies, and then you've got all different people pointing fingers at each other. You did this, you did that. And at the same time, whereas laws are being changed and opposed on people, they've gotten people from the big media organisations in court for the same kind of things that they're actively telling that they're doing to everybody. From phone hacking to new IP address stuff. It's like, well, at one point we're all like, well, it's illegal. It's the same paradigm with the war. So we're seeing everybody going out, almost being promoted to go out and protest. Protesting is just, I don't understand what's going on with it. It's like the cone of power in Aleister Crowley and stuff like that of World War One. They're creating this energy to support the people who are going to do what they do anyway. And again, it's that squirrel thing. It's like, look over there. So everybody are distracted and they're looking over there, whereas someone's coming out of the house over here and getting beaten up. So the news is always trying to... It's always mirroring back on the consciousness of the world. And the media actively go out and seek that. So they'll go out and seek different stories from people who have managed to fit into society and some way, and like oddballs of society. But who cares? They're making money. They're actually down in central, wherever it might be, location. They have clients. It doesn't matter what they're doing. What was once unsalubrious trading is now just, if people are self-sufficient and they're able to look after themselves and they're able to educate people and do that. And then there's other agendas as well they bring into education. They're always trying to say that, oh look, at least we're not like that, and here's what we're going to teach our kids because we are like this, and we don't. How the kid's going to grow up knowing that? It's just disgusting, Jimmy Savile and all these things. You just think about it. So then they have to change the education system because the media have, as you say, it's a mouthpiece of political things as well. And then there's so many distractions. It's like you're trying to focus on one story or one scoop, but there's always going to be this crowd of people who are going to be digging up this, that and the other. And the media are aware of that. You know, they love comments. They don't care whether they're good or bad. They just love comments. Whether it's television, radio, website, Twitter, they just love comments. Everybody does. But I think some people are just so dazed by it that they're maybe 2 weeks behind. So they're just coming to all this new stuff, and you have to educate people. So it's a responsibility by being an outlet for comments. Constantly go back to, don't continue on conversations from one person to another because everybody's different at different stages. It's like being a tech spec, that there's going to be pupils that come in within the year. They didn't start at the start of the year, whether they just came over here, another town or village or something, or country. You're going to have to be adaptable, and hopefully, like anything, the people within the organisation are going to be the ones who do the propping up, so it'll be the other students. And it's good to pair these people up with them. You'll know who it'll be, and you can let them sit together and work together, and hopefully the education can come through. So it's the same thing with media. It depends what you're looking for now as well. So if you're looking for something, the chances are if you listen to the TV or the radio and just listen to the same thing all day, you will hear it eventually. Probably not when you'd like to know about it. It just depends how creative you are. That's media. I'm going to end it there. Thank you.